From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that Columbia County elected officials, police, social workers, and mental health professionals are working on plans to build the wellness hub to alleviate homelessness, drug addiction, and mental illness. The plan comes out of a 2021 report commissioned by Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson, and I quote, intended to reduce policing of people in mental health or substance use disorder, SUD, related crisis, end quote. The hub would include a, and I quote, safe haven, end quote, style shelter, therapy, peer counseling, and social services intended to keep county residents in crisis out of the court system and the emergency room. Currently, homeless people in the county are often moved into 7 privately owned motels, some in remote locations with no nearby food options or other services. Last December, the 7 motels and a civic motel operated by a nonprofit housed 103 homeless people, including 25 children. Cheryl Roberts, the executive director of the Greenberger Center for Social and Criminal Justice, said, and I quote, I think that everyone at this point is well aware that this is not the answer, this is not the solution, and we need something else, and we need a plan B, end quote. Columbia County Department of Social Services Commissioner Bob Gidson believes the wellness hub is the answer, saying, and I quote, you're in a facility where you have oversight, where you get assistance right away, our workers are close to you, and we contract with nonprofits to staff the shelter. So we provide wraparound services. And if the shelter is on a campus where it's one part of a wellness hub, most of the human services and social services you're going to are contained within the campus, end quote. He said the new plan would also be cheaper than housing the homeless in motels. Hudson Mayor Johnson agreed, saying, and I quote, we're spending so much money on policing as well as on motel rooms and different efforts, and a lot of it is not working, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Raymond Pignon reports for Columbia Green Media that voters in the Catskill Central School District decide on a proposed $49,888,670 school budget with a tax levy increase of 2% at the May 16th election. First, there will be a public hearing on the proposal at 6 p.m. May 3rd in the Catskill High School Library. The proposed budget is 2.7% or $1,312,669 larger than this year's budget. Catskill Schools Public Information Specialist Adam Charbonneau said that the budget does not include any cuts to any student programs. The story lists changes in the budget from last year but does not indicate which are additions and which are cuts. Deborah Johnson, Ryan Oswell, Lee Heim, Henry Hay, Alan Causer, and Joseph Izzo are running for 3 seats on the school board in the same election. There will be a Meet the Candidates night at 6 p.m. May 8th in the Catskill High School Library before the May 16th vote in the Catskill High School gym from 1 to 9 p.m. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that Sharon Powers, Kyle Cuffell, and Tom Rigg are on the ballot for 3 seats in the New Lebanon School Board election. 2 candidates with the most votes will win 3-year terms, and the trailing candidate will get a 2-year term. Only a surprising total of write-in votes for another candidate could keep one of them off the board. Voting takes place from noon to 9 p.m. May 16th at the Walter B. Howard Elementary School Gymnasium. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.